internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin. At 18 hours, the headlines. Police on high alert over PF online calls for mass demonstrations. Frank Tally warns Catholic priest and Emmanuel Mwamba over alleged tribal remarks. And in international news, third person dies from methanol poisoning in Brazil.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Inspector General of Police Gafel Msamba has issued a stern warning to individuals behind their Facebook post calling for nationwide demonstrations, allegedly on behalf of the Patriotic Front, cautioning that any attempt to incite public disorder will lead to arrests and prosecution. He has described the post titled PF to begin countrywide demonstrations until state gives back PF demos starting at Robert Chavinga's house as inflammatory and potentially criminal. Ms. Msamba has stated that the page has repeatedly shared content bordering on incitement to lawlessness and public disorder, warning that the law enforcement is closely monitoring the Facebook page, its administrators, and all individuals involved in creating or spreading such content. He has further directed all commanding officers and operational units across the country to remain on high alert and implement proactive, intelligence-led policing to prevent any threats to peace and security.
Let it be made abundantly clear that while the right to peaceful assembly is guaranteed, it must exercise within the confines of the law. The Zambia Police Service will not tolerate any actions or rhetoric aimed at undermining the public order and the safety of citizens. When law enforcement moves in, those responsible should not cry foul, as their conduct has clearly shown intent to cause public disorder. The police will act firmly and decisively.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on African leaders and stakeholders to bring digital technology closer to the people, saying it is key to accelerating development and achieving a unified, prosperous continent. Speaking during the Digital Government Africa Summit 2025, President Hichilema has stressed that harnessing digital tools and infrastructure will help position Africa where its people and governments aspire it to be. The president has emphasized the urgent need for Africa to establish effective systems to measure economic performance across the continent. President Hichilema has noted that without proper data and economic indicators, it becomes difficult to implement targeted and impactful development policies.
So let's make digital technology available to all our people. I think it's that which will bring the size of our transactions, volumes, size and volume combined together will take Africa, of course our individual countries, to where we want them to be. It will also help us bring formalities to our business, to our economy. Because there's a lot of informal economy activities which are not measured correctly. But with the digital platform, we can measure our economic activities properly.
Dola Central Member of Parliament Frank Tali has issued a strong warning to Father Oscar Mpombo, a Zambian Catholic priest based in Italy, accusing him of attempting to sow division in the country. Mr. Tali has alleged that Father Mpombo is working in collaboration with Patriotic Front member Emmanuel Mwamba to incite tribal divisions among Zambians through inflammatory remarks. He has emphasized that neither Father Mpombo nor Mr. Mwamba, who is currently residing in the United States, will be allowed to undermine the unity of the nation. Mr. Tayali has since warned Mr. Mwamba against returning to Zambia if his intentions are to continue promoting division, suggesting he should remain in the U.S. Government has condemned the increasing incidents of vandalism and theft targeting water and sanitation infrastructure, particularly on the Copper Belt, which continues to disrupt essential services and economic activities. Minister of Water, Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has revealed that in the most recent incident, thieves stole a 50-meter submersible electricity cable from Molonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company's Mingomba Raw Water Pump Station in Chivilavombwe. Mr. Nzovu said the theft disrupted water supply to more than 5,000 residents in Konkola Township and also affected operations at Lubambe Mine, posing a serious threat to production. He has further disclosed that a similar act of vandalism occurred earlier in Chingola, where the theft of a metallic drain valve valued at 12,000 kwacha caused major water supply interruptions for over 25,000 residents in Chuempala Township and surrounding areas. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiuni.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized a contained truck in Kazungula carrying 2,100 cases, translating to 25,200 bottles of smuggled alcoholic beverages, with revenue loss of over 7.7 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala has confirmed that the seizure occurred on 3rd October 2025 at the Kazungula one-stop border post customs control zone. Mr. Nzala said the truck's driver initially presented documents declaring the consignment as containing 1,767 packages of panel boards, rain boots, gloves and dustbins, but due to the vigilance of ZRA officers, the vehicle was subjected to scanning. He has further disclosed that the taxpayer identification number used by the purported importer was not registered for any taxes, raising further suspicion about the legitimacy of the shipment. Mr. Nzala has added that both the truck and the alcohol have been seized in accordance with the Customs and Excise Act.
On 3rd October, the Zambia Revenue Authority did seize this truck, which is a totliner. It is carrying about 2,100 cases of smuggled with, and that translates to about 25,200 bottles of Jameson whisk bottles, with a total revenue loss of about slightly over 7.7 million kwacha. Again, for us as an authority, we remain vigilant and we want to encourage all traders to ensure that they do the correct thing, they pay their fair share of duties and taxes, so that we promote fair trade.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Top international news.
A 30-year-old woman has become the third person to die from methanol poisoning in the Brazilian state of São Paulo as the authorities investigate the source of the tainted drinks thought to be making people ill. According to officials in the city of São Bernardo, Bruna Araujo de Souza died after consuming a vodka drink at a bar more than a week ago. It comes after health officials announced the deaths of two men. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Mediators are reported to have reached an understanding with Hamas and Israel on an agenda for indirect negotiations in Egypt on the U.S. peace plan for Gaza.